This one's for anyone who's ever stared at a mountain of care, meals, texts, late night prayers, and thought, does any of this actually matter? Let's be honest, it's hard to keep pouring out when nothing seems to pour back. When you care deeply, but the situation stays the same. When the people you're trying to help seem stuck, or worse, unmoved. And after a while, faithfulness starts to feel like futility in a nicer outfit. You followed up for the third time, brought food, stayed available. You're not looking for applause, but you were hoping for at least a flicker of change. Instead, it feels like you're investing in something with zero return. The spreadsheet of your soul starts whispering, is it even worth it? This is messy advice for people who care, for anyone wondering if faithful love still counts when the results don't. I'm your host, Johan, on the edge of helpful, from somewhere between good intentions and should I even keep doing this? Today's question is one that's quiet but heavy. Let's get right into it. I've been loving, serving, and trying to be consistent, but I'm not seeing any fruit. How do I keep caring when it feels like nothing is changing? We've all been here, and if you've ever felt discouraged by the gap between your effort and the outcome, this episode is for you. According to a 2023 Stats Canada report, nearly 60% of volunteers said that they struggle to see the long-term impact of their work, but most continue anyway, hoping that it's worth it. So according to this, we're not giving up. We're just giving while wondering, does this really help anyone? And still showing up because hope's the kind of stubborn you can't always explain. So what do you do when your love feels like it's not going anywhere? Sometimes just showing up starts to feel like code for slowly burning out with a smile. You keep doing the right things, sending the text, delivering the meal, sitting with someone in grief. But when nothing changes, the voice in your head gets louder. Why bother? We want to believe that every act of care sparks transformation, but often it feels like maintenance, holding space, being present in something that still hurts. And it's hard not to wonder if it would even matter if you stopped. And yes, sometimes it feels like the only transformation happening is in your own slowly fraying patience. Consider this scenario. You're walking alongside someone in recovery or deep grief. You've prayed with them, stuck by them, driven them, checked in, and yet, months later, it feels like they're stuck in the same struggle. No breakthrough. There hasn't been any turning point that you've been waiting for. Just the same ache on repeat. You're starting to feel like a bench warmer in their story. You're cheering them on, you're present, but always outside the real action. And it's starting to feel personal. Let's take a look at some scripture.
Let's get biblical, biblical.
We're looking at the seed parables in Mark 4. So Jesus tells the story about a farmer who scatters seed, and then, in what might be the least motivational moment in scripture, goes to bed. Not an all-night vigil, no 10-point soil improvement strategy, just sleeps and rises, night and day. And the seed sprouts and grows, though he doesn't know how. That line always gets me. He does not know how. In a culture that celebrates insight, strategy, and tight control over outcomes, Jesus offers a parable about holy cluelessness. The farmer does his part. He shows up, he sows, and then he lets go of the outcome. There's no productivity chart, no time-lapse footage. The growth happens beneath the surface, in mystery, with zero feedback loop. The farmer keeps trusting the process, even when the field looks exactly the same as it did the day before, and the day before that. This isn't Jesus glorifying laziness. This is Jesus telling us, hey, the kingdom doesn't grow by hustle. It grows by trust. Because real love, like seeds, usually works in silence and rarely on your timeline. Don't confuse silence for failure. You don't have to know how it works. You just have to trust that it does. You see, faithful care doesn't always come with proof. And loving someone well doesn't guarantee that they'll change. But what you're doing still matters. Not because of what it produces, but because of who you're becoming in the process. And that's the real fruit. And love that shows up without a scoreboard, that's kingdom stuff. Your faithfulness might not be flashy, but it's deeply formative. For them, maybe. But it's definitely formative for you. So if you're tired of being the consistent one, the caring one, the still here one, know this. You're not weak for wanting results, but you're strong for loving without them. And maybe someone around you needs that kind of quiet encouragement too. Hey, if you got a question, or if you want to get in on a group of like-minded people, head over to our Care Impact Podcast group on Facebook and join us there. And hey, you can check out our website at careimpact.ca if you want to find out more about the work of Care Impact and our podcast. Until next time, keep loving, keep laughing. And if you're still showing up with no applause and no payoff, you're probably doing it exactly right. And always remember to stay curious.